The Hunter and the Golden Eagle. Long ago, there lived a hunter in a poor, remote mountain village. The hunter was a skilled archer, and he always shared his catch with his neighbors if it was large, especially with those in need. All the villagers praised him for his generosity. Early one morning, the hunter went hunting in a valley. He went halfway up the mountain, stood on a rocky ledge that jutted out over the valley, and surveyed the area. He saw that the valley had very little vegetation, but numerous rocks of all shapes and sizes scattered all around. There was a small stream at the bottom of the valley. Slowly, the hunter descended along a small path that led into the valley, looking for prey. The hunter searched for nearly half of the day, no avail. By the time he came to the river, he was so hot and thirsty, so he scooped up the clear, fresh water with his hands and drank it. After drinking the water, the hunter washed his face and then looked up at the sky. It was a beautiful day. The sun shone bright in the sky with white, fluffy clouds. As he looked up, a particular bird caught his eye. An eagle was gliding along, riding the wind with its open wings. Enviously, the hunter thought, "It would be wonderful if I could fly like that eagle so I could spot prey easily." Suddenly, the hunter saw the eagle fold its wings and dive down towards the ground. The eagle's sharp eyes had seen a red and black striped snake slithering along the riverbank. The eagle did not realize that as he hurtled towards the ground, his shadow passed over the snake. The snake was startled by the sudden darkness, and it quickly slithered beneath a large rock. The eagle tried to flip the rock over with his feet, but the rock wouldn't budge. All the eagle could do was wait. After a long time, the snake didn't feel any movement, so he peeked out and looked around. The eagle patiently waited on top of the rock for his chance, and he quickly sank his beak into the snake's neck, pulled the snake out of the crack, and held the snake down with his sharp talons. The snake struggled desperately, wrapping its strong tail around the eagle's wings, and at the same time turned its head to bite the eagle's leg. The eagle's wings were held down by the snake, so he couldn't fly. The eagle tried to stumble away, but his leg was bitten by the snake. In his weakened state, the eagle was no match for the snake, which rose up to deal the killing blow. The hunter, who had been observing this thrilling scene, then took pity on the eagle. He quickly shot an arrow which hit the head of the snake, killing it instantly. The hunter then picked up the wounded eagle, squeezed out as much of the poison as he could from the eagle's wound, and applied the herbs that he carried with him on the wound. He brought the unconscious eagle and the dead snake home. On the way back, the hunter carefully examined the wounded eagle and realized that it was a young golden eagle. No wonder he had failed to kill the snake and was bitten instead. After arriving home, the hunter poured some medicine soup into the eagle's mouth. After a while, the eagle woke up and the hunter fed him some fresh snake meat. A few days later, the young eagle was fully recovered. The hunter took the eagle to the valley where he was hunting last time and set him free. The eagle circled around, then flew back and landed on the hunter's shoulder. He pleaded with the hunter, "You saved my life, so you are my master now. Let me help you with your hunting." The hunter laughed and said, "It's no big deal, not worth mentioning." The hunter released the eagle again, but the eagle still didn't leave. The hunter took the eagle home and painstakingly trained him to hunt. A few months later, the eagle became a full-grown, well-trained, and strong golden eagle. The hunter took the eagle to the valley, which was its familiar hunting ground. The hunter raised up the eagle, which was perched on his leather-covered right hand, and said, "Go ahead, it's up to you now." After those words, the hunter uttered a loud whistle and released the bird into the sky. The eagle took a quick turn, then flew straight towards the beach. Soon it came back with a dead snake in its talons. The hunter examined the dead snake carefully and noticed that its head had been smashed in by the eagle's sharp beak. He praised him. "Good job. You know how to catch a snake now." The golden eagle said proudly, "I got my revenge." One day, the hunter came to a prairie and saw a pheasant flying out of the grass. The hunter pointed his arms towards the pheasant, and the eagle swooped at the pheasant like an arrow, caught it in his claws, and brought it back to the hunter. Sometimes, a hunter would release the eagle to survey the area. When the eagle saw big prey such as a gray wolf, wild boar, or deer, he would circle above it and indicate the direction for the hunter. The eagle was great help to the hunter. The hunter was fully loaded after every hunt, and he rewarded the eagle with his favorite meat. The extra prey was shared with the poor villagers. More than 10 years had passed. The hunter was getting old, and his hands and feet were not as flexible as they used to be. One day, the hunter was charged by a wild boar he had wounded with an arrow. The hunter was not quick enough to dodge and was knocked down by the wild boar. Just as the wild boar was about to bite the hunter, the eagle dived down and sunk its sharp claws into the wild boar's eyes. The blind wild boar ran around aimlessly and finally fell dead. When the eagle saw that the hunter's leg was stabbed by the wild boar's tusks and he could not walk, he immediately flew back to the village and led the villagers to take the hunter home. During the hunter's rehabilitation, the eagle hunted alone to ensure that the hunter had enough food. The hunter and the eagle lived together like father and son. After another 10 years, the old hunter fell ill. On his deathbed, the hunter stroked the eagle's wings and said, "Thank you for being by my side all these years. After I die, you should return to Mother Nature." The eagle bowed his head and did not speak. He watched the old hunter close his eyes for the last time. The villagers buried the hunter on a hill beside the village. The eagle stood by the grave, refusing any food and water. 3 days later, the villagers found the eagle's body lying beside the grave. The villagers buried the eagle beside the hunter. They erected a gravestone for them. On the gravestone, a picture was carved of the hunter holding the golden eagle. Along with the picture were the following words: "Here rests the beloved hunter and his lifetime friend, the golden eagle."